Hey, it's Bethany here with Dialed In. I'm so happy that you're listening today. Before we hop into this episode, I wanted to let you know about a new resource for this new decade. It is the Action Takers Resource Guide. So I know from experience that it can be so hard to know where to start. When you're thinking about making a change in your life, you know it's going to be uncomfortable and you know that it's going to take some time and dedication. And sometimes there's just so much information out there that it's hard to narrow down and choose a focus. So I've done that for you. In this resource guide, there's a complete list of all different kinds of things and ways for you to start. So here's how I want you to use this. Go to my website, bethanyclem.com. Simply enter your name and email. You get an immediate download of this resource. You can print it out. You can have it on your computer, but it takes you through all different steps to get to know yourself better. There's a list of podcasts that you can get plugged into. There are a huge amount of books here that you can start reading to help change your life. And there's even tools that can help you stay organized, among other things. Now, just pick one area. Just simply pick one area that appeals to you that you think, you know what, I could work this in to my daily routine, or I could work this into my routine 2 or 3 days a week. Pick one, get started. I'd love to hear how it goes. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know how you like the resource. And I can't wait to see how this year is amazing for you. All right, we'll get to the episode. Until next time, take action, live big, and enjoy Dialed In. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Dialed In. I'm your host, Bethany Clemenson, and I so appreciate you spending time with me today. Today's episode is going to be a little shorter than others, but it is power-packed. Today we're talking about what you are giving your power to. So when I was in middle school and high school, I played really small. In fact, literally, I tried to be small. I was, you know, almost 5'10", and I felt awkward and tall and gangly and ugly, and I thought I was stupid, and I thought that I didn't have potential, and I was ashamed because I grew up living in a trailer, and I just didn't feel like I was good enough or I fit in. And because of that, I gave a lot of energy and a lot of power to proving all of those beliefs. And it didn't end in middle and high school. I carried that with me through adulthood. So in middle and high school, it looked something like this. I had labels for all of the 5 girlfriends that I hung around with. Labels that proved that they were all better than I was. I had the dancer, I had the valedictorian, the preacher's daughter, the one that had all the friends that I didn't have, and the beautiful one with the long blonde hair. All of those labels that I had for them in my head were just signs shouting to me that I wasn't good enough. You see, I gave my power to my insecurity because our thinking produces the results that we get in our life, and I played small. My exterior results were a direct reflection of my thoughts and beliefs. I was giving power to all the wrong things. So as I went through adulthood, I started to gain a little more confidence in myself. Not a whole lot, but a little more. I broke free from some pretty rough relationships that were really unhealthy. And I went to nursing school. I met my husband, Tom, and we got married and we ended up moving to Iowa. And I got this job that I loved. And it was the first time I'd ever gotten a position that I couldn't wait to go to every day. In fact, prior to having this role in leadership, I had no idea that you could love your job. So if you're sitting there and you hate your job and you're miserable in what you're doing, I'm here to tell you that it is possible for you to love your job. If you're hating where you're at, stop wasting your life. Stop wasting your life spending time in a job that you hate and start looking for alternatives. I'm not saying quit your job, but I'm saying start looking for alternatives because there are opportunities out there, I promise. So I got this job and I had a good relationship with my boss. I think I made her crazy. Well, I know I made her crazy sometimes. I'm kind of anal about organization and things like that. And I was asked a ton of questions because it was so important for me to do things right. Because, well, I still had a level of security, of insecurity. So I was looking for my worth outside of myself. And for me, that worth showed up in an exterior way by me performing, overperforming, overworking. A workaholic, you would call it. I spent tons and tons of time at work because I could win there. And if I was going to do it and enjoy it, I wanted to be the best at it. Now, I remember one time our occupancy, our census had dropped at the building. I ran a senior living community in a small town, and my boss came and we got into a discussion and it was heated. And I don't even know what the discussion was about. It could have been about census. It could have been about anything else. But she looked at me across my desk and she said, "Bethany, I am not responsible for your lifetime of insecurity." And I was like, I didn't have any idea even what to say to that. I was angry about it, but I really didn't know why. And I didn't know what to do with that information because I didn't have the awareness to understand that my insecurity was driving my behavior because I didn't feel like I was worthy and I was good enough on the inside. I was doing everything I could to prove my worth on the outside. And when people, including my bosses, would come to me and have a lot of questions, I had a tendency to get defensive. But I didn't have the awareness of that. Now, why did I get defensive? Well, because I felt insecure and stupid. And I thought when they asked me questions that they maybe were figuring it out that I was really stupid. And then I would get angry and anxious and I would respond defensively. Isn't that crazy? First of all, I am worthy and I'm not stupid. I never have been stupid. I've always had the ability to learn, just like everybody has. We all have the ability to learn and grow. We just have different strengths and weaknesses, and that's okay because we're created to be different and have different strengths and weaknesses. And because of my lack of awareness in who and whose I was, I projected all kinds of insecurity everywhere, and I gave power to things that shouldn't have had power. So my question for you today is, what are you giving power to? So maybe you're saying, I don't understand. I don't struggle with that. I feel pretty secure. I don't have problems with that. Okay. So here's a few other ways that your beliefs or your insecurities can show up in your exterior world. If you're giving your power away due to a belief you have, it can show up in fractured relationships. It can show up in having your priorities out of alignment. So what you say is important to you and how you spend your time could be two different things. It could show up if you're unfaithful in your relationships or if you lie to your significant other or your family or people that you love. It can show up if you're someone who is offended all the time. If you're looking for ways to be offended or angry, it's a sign that something needs to change in your belief. Something needs to change in your thinking, that you're giving power to the wrong things. If you're angry, if you rage, if you put people down, if you're constantly judging yourself or other people, you are giving your power away. The most powerful thing that you can have is love and kindness for yourself and for others. Love is the highest level of energy vibration there is. Think about that for a minute. So you can't be insecure and have love. You can't be mad at everybody and be loving at the same time. You can't be filled with hope and love and be judging yourself and other people. You've got to make a choice on what you're giving power to. Through my personal growth journey, I've learned that I lived a lot out of guilt and obligation, and therefore I had a lot of resentment build up because of that. I've realized how insecure I was, how much of a people pleaser I was, and it's been years of work for me to kind of move past all that. And I am not saying, you guys, that I have it all together and all figured out, because I don't. Every day is a process. Every day is a learning opportunity. But I promise you, if you can figure out how you're giving your power away and you can choose better and believe better about you and about others, it will change everything. Peace, love, kindness. They're superpowers. And when you can live in that kind of a space instead of a space of defensiveness and being offended and having insecurities, oh my goodness, there's freedom. There's freedom. So I always promise you that I'll give you tangible things that you can do in every episode to make what we're talking about happen. So here's what you can do to kind of figure out what you're giving your power to. But it's going to require probably at least 10 or 15 minutes of your time and a revisit to what you write down. So get a blank notebook out or a journal or just an extra couple pieces of paper and write down what you believe about different areas of your life. And you can determine what those areas are. But here are some examples. What do you believe about spirituality? Or religion, or faith, whatever you want to call it. What do you believe about your primary love relationships? What do you believe about friendship? What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about money? What do you believe about career? What do you believe about health and your physical body? You get the idea. Make a list and really think into what you believe. And I promise if you spend 10 or 15 minutes and you write this stuff down and then keep it handy or put it in your notepad on your phone, I think there's power in writing it down, like using a pen or pencil and having it on paper. But I get it. If you're not in a place to do that and you have 10 or 15 minutes, pull out the notepad on your phone and type it in and then revisit it and think on it. Maybe look at it first thing in the morning and then be conscious of it throughout your day, and new awarenesses about what you believe will come to mind. Awareness brings responsibility, and that's the first step to knowing what you're giving your power to. And that will allow you to examine your beliefs further and then start to make those changes. If you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Again, I thank you so much for being here, for listening to Dialed In. It means everything to me. There's a couple different ways that you can support the podcast. First of all, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And secondly, share this. If there's someone that you know that would benefit from hearing this message, I would love for you to pass it on. I appreciate you. Look for me on social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Speaker Bethany or Bethany Clemenson. I'd love to connect with you there. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in. See ya.